With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has been talking with House Republicans on how to maintain their majority in the 2026 elections. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Speaking at the annual GOP House retreat, the president said health care should be a winning issue for Republicans. He said congressional candidates need to remind voters that his administration has lowered prescription drug prices.
We should win the elections on just that thing if we did nothing else.
And he wants to bypass insurance companies.
Let the money go directly to the people where they can buy their own health care.
He also said if Republicans lose the midterm, Democrats will impeach him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump said he was really saddened by the death of GOP Congressman Doug LaMalfa of California. He described him as a great, great member.
A true defender of American children. He was a defender of everybody. And our hearts go out to his wife, Jill, and his entire family. You know, he voted with me 100% of the time.
LaMalfa, who was first elected to Congress in 2012, was 65 years old. His death trims the Republicans' narrow margin of control of the House to 218 seats to Democrats' 213. Ukraine's allies have agreed to provide multi-layered defense guarantees to help end Russia's invasion. Leaders from Europe, Canada, the U.S., the EU, and NATO met in Paris to discuss support for Ukraine. They plan to provide equipment, training, and air, land, and sea support. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said progress was made, but challenges remain. Another good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 484 points. The Nasdaq rose 151. The S&P advanced 42. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders are cheering the removal of Venezuela's president.
Franklin Graham writes on X, quote, Nicolas Maduro needs to go and we have a president who takes action. Pastor Jack Graham of the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas reports that the Venezuelans in his congregation are celebrating the end of a, quote, cruel dictatorship. U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee says President Trump's action will put bad actors around the world on notice that they do not have carte blanche anymore. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans are disconnected from each other at historic levels, buffeted by what experts call an epidemic of loneliness. In cities and towns across the U.S., many churches and some other groups are working to reconnect their communities. The Neighborhood Resilience Project, an Orthodox Christian social service agency in Pittsburgh, hosts a food pantry and a free health care clinic. This is SRN News. The jury's still out over whether developments in Venezuela will bring down energy prices.
Price Futures Group senior market analyst Phil Flynn says if Venezuela can become an oil powerhouse, that could cement lower prices. However, American oil companies will want a stable regime in charge in the country before they're willing to invest heavily. And at this point, the political picture remains uncertain.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. China has banned exports to Japan of dual-use goods for military purposes. The move comes at a time of heightened tensions between Beijing and Tokyo. The Chinese Commerce Ministry announced Tuesday that items serving both civilian and military purposes may not be exported to Japan military users and all other users that could help enhance Japanese military power. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.